You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture knowledge, nope, all the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Uncharted? The movie, the game.
The movie, the movie? Game?
The movie based on the game. Yeah.
I reckon some of the stuff from the games will happen, but not all of it.
Do you reckon they're going to do, like, actually, do you think they're going to do the movie, the game? You know how sometimes they do, like, a game tie into a film?
Do they still do that? Does that still happen?
Yeah.
When was the last movie tie-in game that came out?
They did a Stranger Things game.
Not a movie.
It's a TV.
I don't know. But it would be
Jurassic Park.
Fucked up if they did.
No, because they didn't. Because it's not a tie-in game; it's just a game.
Yeah, I don't think they do it anymore. I don't think it's the done thing.
Well, because everyone, and you know what's actually wrecked this? And this is a crazy thing because it's something that we've spoken about. So the new spoiler culture means that you can't do video games because then, if you tie in a video game, that's also spoilers.
Well, that's silly.
Yeah, that's dumb.
But also, Qui-Gon Jinn's death was revealed early because there's a song on the Star Wars Episode 1 soundtrack called Qui-Gon's Funeral.
And also, old mate Weird Al basically spoiled the movie in his parody song.
That's right. But that was an accident. It seems like mostly what they do today is they will do movies based on game franchises rather than... games based on
That's crazy because that's not the question we're asking. But that is interesting.
Battleships. There was one about that was like 2012. Oh, the Amazing Spider-Man 2 video game in 2014.
Detective Pikachu. There was a Detective Pikachu game.
Was there?
And the movie? Yeah, I think so.
No. Detective Pikachu is a video game. That they made a movie of.
Okay.
Really?
Wait.
Wow.
Yes.
So I guess it's just not. I don't think they do. And it would be also crazy for.
2017 was a Cars 3 driven to win.
Okay. So it happens.
NME, like the music website and magazine, for some reason, wrote an article in September 2022 titled "The Death of the Video Game Tie-In."
There you go.
Apparently, I am skimming this and learning nothing. Come on, give me the information.
You set yourself up with an apparently having nothing afterwards. That's so funny.
Rise of the Manhunt.
They make phone games now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, because I think for Naughty Dog to pump out an entire Uncharted game, like Naughty Dog, who they do these premium video games or whatever.
Premium.
That's what I say instead of AAA. It's a premium game. But yes, for them to pop out but it would be great. I hope they do. Maybe they'll re-release Uncharted 1 with Tom Holland's face Nate's face.
Stretched over Nathan Drake's face.
And I'm really unpleasantly done.
And look, if you're writing, if you're filling out your BS Boys bingo card, in the middle, the video game tie-in drought will be over in 2023, when Nintendo have a Super Mario Brothers tie-in movie game.
Good point.
Yes,
good point,
absolutely.
Good
point. You're right. You are on the money.
I reckon, in terms of bingo cards, and I'm getting them out early here, but there will be an Uncharted mobile game related to this film. If there isn't one already, is there a Temple Run, but with Uncharted, but with Tom Holland's voice?
You've picked the exact genre it'll be.
Well, yeah.
Nailed that.
I don't think they will be able to, because it's a Sony property. Sony are going to make an app, are they?
They might. Dude, it's Sony.
I think one already exists.
Yeah, Sony, of
Uncharted
course Sony will make an app.
I don't know if it was if it's based on this particular movie.
Yeah. So this movie, right? Mm-hmm.
It's for you, Jackson. You love the games.
Yeah, you
I
love
do love the Uncharted games.
You love Tom Holland? You love Mark Wahlberg?
You love a Marky Mark?
Marky Mark? Yeah, and Tommy Tom? my favorite actors of all time.
Hey, there was a Jumanji epic run based on the Jumanji films, and that's an app game. There you go. Yeah.
Guaranteed there will be an app game for the Uncharted movie. But yeah, this is one of those baffling things. I never understand why... Well, I guess on one hand I understand, but on the other I don't. Why the studios will be like, this video game with like a really established narrative, what if we, instead of making that narrative one you played through, made it a narrative... You watched.
Yeah.
Because it's like with the Last of Us movie that's coming out. Like, I
TV
don't...
TV series.
TV, either way. I just don't understand why that would ever be something anyone
well,
would...
Well, I can kind of see The Last of Us because, again, The Last of Us is not that much choice. Like, you're not really making choice in that game. And there is that sort of narrative. And I can see why that might work, especially like a TV series if it has a big budget. But there are certain like video games where they like, you know, based on a video game, but a lot of it is like, but the why I like that was due to choice.
Yeah, like, or they, like I
Joel
Zammit's
well, getting Mass Effect brain. He's getting scared that they're making a Mass Effect TV series.
I think they are.
That's what you were talking about. See? I was there.
I know you were. And like so something like that where you're like, well, that was all about choice and people have a certain idea of what, you know, their version is. I don't think it'll translate.
I'm glad video games have started ditching that. I don't care. Plus, my character's a guy. You don't need to make me make that decision.
I know. Dushin doesn't like role-playing in video games.
We know.
That's fair.
It's because, just write, it's
okay. Give me a guy. Give me a guy.
You don't have to defend it. I don't care.
We know, dude.
It's what you're already saying. Like, in The Last of Us, Joel is a guy.
He's
he
a guy.
Makes the decisions Joel would make. Yeah, I don't need to make those decisions for him. That's stupid. He's already a guy.
Yeah,
I don't get to stop a TV series and be like, well, actually, I would have... Walter White, I would have probably not made that methamphetamines, eh? I would probably just die quietly.
That sounds like it's going to end badly for you, Walter White.
So when it comes to
this
Uncharted...
Jesse guy is annoying. I'm going to choose not to talk to him. Do not engage.
So when it comes to Uncharted, I understand, like, it's very similar, right? It's not really, like, terms of a narrative choice.
No, yeah.
But how you approach a puzzle is very much choice-based.
I just think it's weird because the video games, the Uncharted video games, at this point, like, for Uncharted 4, is such, like, it's a narrative already. You watch a movie, basically, as part of the game. So it just seems so weird to...
Video games are long, movies are shorter.
Yeah.
That's true.
Video games make money. You make a movie, the same
also
people that
money.
Spend their money on the video game then also go see the movie and you're
true.
I made money twice
That's
from these
true.
Rubes.
Warcraft was a great long film that made all the money.
Well,
and
I
all
think it's
the
funny
acclaim.
Because like
Resident
so
Evil
the...
has 7 movies.
Yeah. That's crazy. And none of them are at all kind of like any of the Resident Evil games.
All good.
Yeah.
But, see, but I think that's the trick. Like if I think about Sonic, right? The Sonic movie. I mean, I've not seen it. You have, Dusha. Is there a point in that where he runs really fast around the loop and fights a bug? Like, is there a point where you're like, this is like the Sonic game?
He runs into the sea and comes back and says, I don't know where I was meant
I don't
to
know
go.
What the hell that was?
Yeah, that's because, what's his name?
Dr. Eggman?
James. No,
Cyclops?
The James Marsden.
Miles
yeah.
Tails Prower? Yeah.
No, he's not in it till the end credits.
That's right.
James Marsden's like, you run faster than a car. Why am I driving you from somewhere to. From
to
either
B.
San Fran. From. It's either from LA to San Fran or from San Fran to LA.
Yeah.
I think it's to San Fran because James Marsden's whole
Dusha. Dusha. We Dusha. Don't
no, 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 no. It's important. It's important.
No, it's not.
Because his only character trait. His only character trait in Sonic is that he loves San Francisco for some fucked up reason. He's a cop. Everyone hates him and he loves San Francisco. And then he meets Sonic. That's it. That's his character.
Okay.
He even wears a t-shirt that says, like, I love San Francisco at one point. Okay. He loves it.
That's fine.
Did San Francisco sponsor the movie? What?
Probably. Got some bug.
I don't know. Incentives. Anyway, to answer your question, I think there might be a loop stuff at the start because the movie starts with Sonic in Green Hill Zone.
Okay.
But then there's a new character that's an owl that gets shot with an arrow and dies.
That rules.
The reason I bring it up is that I think what's so weird or maybe even egregious about this Uncharted game is that they've pulled sequences straight from the Uncharted games to put in the movie. And I'm like, well, I did that. I don't care now that Tom Holland's doing it. It was more fun when it was me.
Well, yeah, because you're taking again like an active activity to very much a passive activity.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, would, as an Uncharted fan, would you have preferred something, say, like, this is a prequel or a sidequel or tells an untold story of Nathan Drake back in the day or whenever
it was? If they had to make, like, an Uncharted... And I actually don't have,
like, gun to their head, gun to their balls, they're like, you got to make an Uncharted film or we will shoot. And they're like...
He's got two guns on me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I think obviously my choice would probably be don't. But if
Had, that's obvious.
And also, I don't think that this movie is, and I think this is even weirder. It's not based on one of the games. It's its own original adventure that just involves sequences from the games.
Oh. What's the game that's got the flashbacks? Is it 3?
It's 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I
it's kind of based on 3, but also not really. Like in many ways, it's because they're looking for Magellan's treasure instead of. I think they're looking for the Rub Al Khali or something. They're looking for a city in the desert. I don't know. Anyway, it's one of the worst games, I reckon. 3. But
what, 3? Isn't that the most
Is that the most acclaimed?
I think people prefer 2. I think 2 is considered the best one. 1 is janky as hell. Anyway, 3 has a bunch of I think it was rushed from memory. Anyway, who knows. But yeah, so I just think it's weird to pull some of those things directly from the
Jackson
game.
Jackson is
the movie.
Surprisingly right.
Oh, there you go.
Every Uncharted game ranked from worst to best. Uncharted 1. Uncharted 1's DLC, I think. Whatever Golden Abyss is.
I think that was for the Uncharted, PSP.
Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception, coming in at just after that. Then A Thief's... number 4, which is your favorite, is actually the third best.
Shit.
Followed by Lost Legacy, which is the DLC 2-4. And then Uncharted 2, Among Thieves, being the best game in the series, according to... this website, GameBytes. Wow. Well done, GameBytes.
Oh my god. Let's talk about the casting. It's the best bit. It's great that Tom Holland said that he fucked up this movie. That's awesome. Not enough actors admit that. I love it. That makes me want to see it, honestly.
Oh yeah.
The fact that Tom Holland was like, I fucking butchered that.
So
enjoy.
So Tom Holland plays Nick Drake.
He plays Nathan Drake, yeah.
Sorry, Nathan Drake.
And Nick Drake.
Not Nick Drake.
Nick Drake.
Oh, no. Pink Moon. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
He plays Nathan Drake. Marky Mark plays Sully.
No, because in the games, isn't Sully like an old man with a big old mustache?
Yeah, in the game, Sully is like this kind of like, you get the sense that he was like an aviator adventurer in like the 1930s or whatever. And he's got this like great kind of like, fatherly, or maybe more like uncle-ry energy or whatever.
So rather than Mark Wahlberg, he should be like a Bruce Campbell-y sort of person, right?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Kind of like Sam Axe in Burn Notice. That's right, we're talking Burn Notice.
Oh my god, all right.
Why isn't like Marky Mark Nathan Drake? Surely.
I guess because they wanted to do a like a setting it up so they could do further adventures.
And Marky Mark's only going to age and Tom Holland's going to stay youthful forever.
The movie's been in development for nearly 10 years, and Mark Wahlberg was originally Nathan Drake. And then everyone was like, we want Nathan Fillion, forgetting that Nathan Fillion actually sucks.
People didn't forget that.
I mean, actually, to be fair, compared
also,
to
Nathan
Mark
Fillion
Wahlberg,
would have been, like, he probably aged himself out of
Yeah, he would have been way too old for it. Like,
yeah,
if you're going to do something
film,
like this to jerk off the fans,
good.
You get Nathan Fillion as Sully or whatever.
Yeah,
no, you don't talk to Nathan Fillion, which is something
I
recommend everyone do.
You have a giant hatred for him, and that's fine, Jay.
I hate him.
Okay. I know.
I hate Joss.
Yeah?
Joss Sweden?
Let's take this moment to point out you never watched all of Firefly.
Yeah.
Even though you said
what
you
the fuck?
Yeah.
I watched the first four episodes.
You're a liar, Joel Dusha.
I will finish.
Sony made Andrew Garfield. A liar.
Yeah, but he had a great time, so that's good. True. Maybe that I'm also having a great time. So I've watched... All right, we'll do a base... Look, I'm announcing it in episode, and sure, I'm in charge of editing this episode, so I can choose if what I'm about to say is coming out or not, but we'll do a base reaction. I'll watch Firefly, and then I'll tell you how bad it is.
All right.
And
I'm excited.
If we had done this 6 months ago, people would have been up my arse about it, but now no one's allowed to defend it, because Joss Whedon sucks shit.
He sure does.
He does.
He really killed a little boy. That's crazy.
So fucked up.
He called himself Joss... But his name's Joseph, which means that it should be
Joseph, right?
Oh yeah, I guess Joseph.
Yeah,
Joe Sweden. we've also got Chloe Fraser in this, who's one of the characters in the second movie, who I guess is like a love interest for Nate. Yeah, I meant game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think she's the person playing her is, I don't know what else she's been in.
Where's
nothing
the actress?
Did I, it's somebody named Sophia Ali.
She was in Grey's Anatomy, apparently.
Oh.
And The right. Wilds and Truth or Dare. But she's known for Uncharted.
She was in a spoof of The Walking Dead called The Walking Deceased, which I'm sure rules.
She was in a 2021 film called The Fuck Happened. So,
okay.
I thought you were going to say The Fuck House, and I got excited about a movie being like, we're calling our movie The Fuck House.
If only. Apparently this is going to lead to Drake's long, the synopsis is, Nathan Drake and his partner Victor Sully Sullivan must go up against a wealthy, ruthless treasure hunter and his mercenaries in order to claim a lost fortune in gold from the voyages of Magellan, whilst also tracking clues that may lead Drake to his long-lost brother Sam. So Sam is introduced in the fourth Uncharted with, like, no, like, there's no hint that there was a brother previously. So I guess are they, like, going to try and get it all out of the way in one movie? And then, because surely this movie as well is intended to be a franchise, right? Like, there's no way it's
or
not.
It's a tax break, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it could be a tax break.
It seems Sony, like a tax break.
Sony might have too much money and they have to make this movie be bad so that they can
write it off.
Some losses
maybe
somehow.
Maybe they realized when they signed on all those guys to Spider-Man No Way Home, they're like, this is going to be a big movie. We need to make a bad one so that people forget about Spider-Man.
Yeah. We need to make some losses real bad.
Oh, man.
So let's pump out an Uncharted movie.
In the early stages, De Niro and Joe Pesci were slated to be in this movie.
What? Joe Pesci? Why was Joe Pesci going to be in Uncharted?
I don't know.
I gotta get the treasure, okay?
Hopefully as Nathan Drake. That would have been good.
I hope that De Niro was Nathan Drake and Joe Pesci was Victor Sullivan.
Yeah, oh my God.
Wow,
yeah,
Robert De Niro. A bunch of people in the trivia were like, hey, blah, 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 were, you know, we're all being considered for Sully before it went to Marky Mark. Bryan Cranston, Jake Gyllenhaal,
he would have been great.
Chris Pratt,
incredible
Chris
choices.
Pine, Chris Hems, a lot of Chris's. Matthew McConaughey.
Any of these would have been good.
Woody Harrelson.
I like. Okay. Apparently, Robert De Niro was going to be Nathan Drake's father, and Joe Pesci was going to be his uncle. In a 2010 interview with Mark Wahlberg, the actor discussed his involvement in the film adaptation of the popular franchise, and he said, I'm obviously in whatever David wants to do, but the idea of it is so off the charts. Robert De Niro being my father, Joe Pesci being my uncle.
Here's a quick question. How many films of the Transformers franchise did Marky Mark end up being in or sign on to do?
Three, or two or three.
He's in two.
So Marky Mark, he's stated in an interview that he's only signed on for one film. So... He's got a lot of faith in this one.
Yeah, wow. That rule.
It just,
yeah, it's...
So
it's
the budget of this movie is $120 million.
That's frankly not much these days, right? Like, that's...
It's like the lower of a big...
Like, it's big, but it's like the lower end of, like, a big budget movie.
No Way Home was $200 million.
Oh, okay. So it's not. I mean, I don't know where that $200 million went to in No Way Home, but
apparently, it's making the best movie of all time.
Some more trivia for you guys. Naughty Dog approached Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg several times to write the screenplay. They declined, saying it would be just another Indiana Jones movie.
That role.
It's just very interesting to go through like the trivia and realize all these kind of like. Sort of bigger names and people who were there either tried to get in or that they all just went, no.
I guess it's like maybe they were like, we're making this The Last of Us movie, TV show. We're like, that's obviously that's a show with like, or a story with like a really emotional heart or whatever. And they were like, well, we could probably adapt Uncharted, right? Like,
all
right.
But instead they've got like Antonio Banderas. So I'm guessing they're trying to get like women my mother's age. Into the cinema?
Hornbags.
Yeah, hornbags. Now we're
horn post 70-year-olds, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so I've done a bit of like budgety research.
Yeah.
So MCU films are usually 150 to 200 million, of recent. Like this is like, phase four kind of shit. Like Black Widow was also a $200 million movie. Jackass Forever was made for $10 million.
Think of it for 10 bucks.
Well, maybe. Most of that probably just went to hospital bills. Moonfall, you know, that new movie that's out where the moon's fallen or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
$140 million. Okay. It has made $9 million.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? Like, with a name like Moonfall, that is a comedy?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's a
serious film.
Maybe it's tongue in cheek. I don't know. Do we think that this Uncharted movie, like, assuming it's not a tax break, do you think the aim is to try and so like? Because I'm like, why are they putting in, like, the reason they're putting in all of those sequences from the game, right, is to do the same thing that the inclusion of Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire did in No Way Home, right? Like, to make you be like, oh, I've done that. So do you think that's all the movie is?
Well, has there ever been a movie based on a video game where that's happened? Where the best moments of the movie are when the thing that I did in the video game, I could just see some actor do it.
Well, what do you think? We watched Mortal Kombat. We quite enjoyed Mortal Kombat. The moments in Mortal Kombat? We did like the moments in Mortal Kombat, where the thing we did in Mortal Kombat happened in Mortal Kombat the movie.
Yeah. Well,
the
thing is, I never really played Mortal Kombat, so I didn't care. I was just kind of in it for the revelry of it all.
Yeah. I was just like, that's a fucked up thing to happen.
That was good. And, I was sitting next to our good podcast friend Nick Mason when we saw it. And me and him just kept being like, oh, they're doing the thing. Because at that point, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood meme was at its peak. So me and him just kept pointing at the screen together every time someone did anything from the game. I can't remember the movie very much, but I remember having a good time with my friend Nick Mason.
Yeah, I think that's the best way you can kind of really
I wrecked that
watch.
Movie for him. I reckon.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so. I think we did.
Like I say, you're allowed to watch Mortal Kombat. You're not meant to take it seriously. You meant to point and be like, that's a fucked up thing that just happened. And
hey, they said fatality.
Yeah. That was
Kung Lao's hat's really fucking big.
And it's so sharp. But I think that knew what it was doing and was like leaning in. And I think it's that kind of like snakes on a plane kind of premise. Everyone knew it was dumb as shit. So everyone was like, lean in.
I'm gonna enjoy it for that reason. And it doesn't seem like Uncharted, because also, I mean, like, the bulk of an Uncharted game is climbing up rocks and shooting like 80 guys. Do we think that? Because I mean, that's a very funny element of all the Uncharted games is the cognitive dissonance between Nathan Drake being like, hey, we can't kill this one man. And then it's like, anyway, kill 40 human... Take 40 human lives, Nathan Drake.
Jackson, once you've killed one guy, you might as well kill 40.
Yeah, one, 40, difference, six, whatever. It's all the same.
You're already going to hell. The only difference is the amount of holes in the ground.
But do we think they'll make Tom Holland butcher 40 men in this movie?
I hope that he just pops 40 guys in the head in a row. They're all just running at him, and he's just like, boom!
Crikey! Boom! Crikey! Boom!
I like this accent.
Yeah.
Crikey, it's me! It's Tom me, Holland. Tom Holland!
I
Crikey!
Mean, Nathan Drake.
Nathan Drake.
My name's Nathan Drake. I don't think that Nathan Drake is going to be the main character in this film. I think it's going to be mostly Marky Mark.
That's a big call. There is one scene in the trailer that maybe leans into that, and also, but people think that scene is the end of the movie because it does a fan servicey thing, but I don't think it is going to be the end of the movie.
Yeah,
because I like to be different.
Is that when he puts on like a Hawaiian shirt or something, or
he's got a Hawaiian shirt. I don't know if it's a Hawaiian shirt. He's got a mustache though.
Okay,
basically, I'm just going to say that I just don't think Tom Holland can carry this film.
Absolutely. Tom Holland is absolutely in this movie because there was like 2 years where we were having Tom Holland fever, and then people were like, oh,
we're still in having Tom Holland fever. It's just that he's good as a Spider-Man, or people like him as a Spider-Man, but I don't know if necessarily they like him in this. Has he gone and done anything else not Spider-Man?
Yes, Joel Zammit, Daisy Ridley, and Tom Holland star in the adaptation of a book called The Knife of Never Letting Go, which, when became a movie, and the budget, $125 million.
Okay. That movie, Chaos Walking. Remember?
Yeah,
Chaos
that movie Walking? Is called Chaos Walking.
Oh, when they adapted yeah.
it. And it didn't do well, yeah?
Well, he was a lead, and it was made for $125 million. Oh, and yeah. it made $26 million.
What about...
And the critic response yeah. was poor execution and conventional underdeveloped characters. Badly bungles its premise and limps towards the finish.
What about
generally unfavorable reviews?
Okay, okay. What about The Devil All the Time with Robert Pattipat?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Tom Holland is the lead.
He's not the lead, but he is in it apparently.
I think that yeah. the reason Tom Holland feels so wrong for this is that Nathan Drake needs like confident energy, which
yeah.
Tom Holland
is the lead of The Devil All the Time.
Well, there yeah. you go.
But even in that, I think it's like a... I don't think he's got that like... Here's the thing. Nathan Drake, and this sucks to say, but he needs swagger. And Tom
sucks
Holland...
Sucks to hear.
Yeah, it's yeah. just bad to say, but it's true. And well, I just don't think Tom Holland yeah. has swagger as it's, like an actor.
Yeah, it's basically like, who do you want as like a fan casting for, say, like Indiana Jones, right? Yeah. That's basically kind of what Uncharted yeah, is, yeah? It's like a modern day take on Indiana Jones. It's just now more action packed and all that, those kind of like things. Because you really, you're just an adventurer and it's kind of like harking back to that era. And so I was like, do you really want to see Tom Holland doing everything that Harrison Ford did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite. No.
Like if you were casting a Star Wars, like the original, and you had Tom Holland, and you're like, I got two characters, I got a Han Solo, and I got a Lukey Skywalker.
Tom Holland's Luke, baby. He's Luke. That's how it goes.
Yeah. I just accidentally Wikipedia'd Tom Holland Wiki, which didn't come up with anything.
It could have though. Like that wouldn't have shocked me if it had.
His middle name's Stanley. That's unsurprising.
Andrew Garfield. If we're talking Spider-Man, he could have pulled off Nathan Drake. I think he would have done that fine. He's confident. He's cocky.
Yeah, it would be I'm not convinced.
We just don't really have a young Harrison Ford.
No.
Jackson, do you just like Andrew Garfield because you find him handsome?
I mean, yeah.
Well, that helps, but he's also just, he's got a good cocky energy is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I saw him in a movie recently where he was a cocky guy, and not only did he not seem cocky, he was annoying. So I'm vetoing your choice.
Yeah.
He was also a producer of that movie, so you can tell he liked what he was doing.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's a shame.
No, it's bad.
He seemed like he was having fun. Yeah, I guess it's hard to kind of imagine like who you would like using the sort of like the roster of people like the usual suspect as it were to kind of cast in that sort of like adventuring role because you don't really have that.
What
I mean,
about, like,
close
Sebastian
got...
Stan.
Yeah, like potentially.
Yeah.
Like
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, like I was saying, maybe 6 years ago or so, you could be like, hey, Chris Pratt.
Yeah, or even Chris Pine. Like they could have done it. Yeah.
Well, Chris Pratt was gonna be playing Indiana Jones, wasn't he? Wasn't that like a very like a big thing that were?
I remember that was like a rumor back in the day, and back when say the first Guardians before he became the nightmare that is the current Chris Pratt. Like you could kind of see that working as it were.
Mm. I think. What about this for a cast? If they were not adapting like a prequel or whatever, they weren't going for a young Nathan Drake, but maybe they were doing the most recent one where he's like a guy in his like 40s or whatever.
Yeah,
you could have gone Tom Hardy. I think Tom Hardy could have done it quite well.
Tom Hardy.
he's got the
Tom Hardy doesn't. Tom Hardy doesn't look like a Nathan Drake though, unfortunately, because Tom Hardy looks like he made bricks into a guy.
Yeah. What about Mac from
Always
Sunny?
Abattoir.
Mac could work.
And then Charlie from Always Sunny can be Sully.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then get Dave DeVito in there. Why not? He can play the love interest.
Sweet D's there too. She's standing on some rocks or something.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll
find somewhere for Sweet D. How do we think this is going to... So it's going to follow, I assume, the basic plot of, like, 3, where it's going to be Nathan Drake is a young thief or whatever. Maybe this will be,
He's a young bartender in this one.
I think he's a bartender. Yeah. But maybe for the opening... Oh, no, he meets Sully like in the present, yeah? Like, there's not, like, a flashback to him.
I don't know. Meeting. You're the only one out of us three that's played this game.
No, I thought in the trailer there was, like, a scene where he's, like, Sully's like, hey, I'm Sully Sullenberger. No, wait, that's the guy who landed the plane in the Hudson or whatever. I'm something of a hero around here. Let's find a treasure. I think, so he meets him. Mm. Sully Sullivan's like, hey, there's a fucking treasure. We got to find Magellan's jewels or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Nathan Drake's trying to find his brother. Mm-hmm. He'll go to various temples, do various puzzles. Mm. There'll be some climbing. There'll be some killing.
I think it's going to be very formulaic. I don't think a lot of the decision-making is going to be by Nathan Drake. I think he's going to be fairly passive in this adventure. Like, I think it's going to be mostly...
In his one and only outing, because there's no way this movie makes money.
Like, Sully is going to be the one being like, we got to do this. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Going to be solving any riddles or like puzzles or like cave things? I don't know.
I hope the movie's riddle heavy.
Like, when was the last time you saw a movie with a good riddle?
Yeah, I know.
Look, movies need to bring back where they ask a riddle where the character needs to figure it out, but then they pause the movie so the audience can figure it out too.
The Penitent Man. Come on. Yeah. Something's on Penitent Man. Penitent Man. What are we going to do? The Penitent Man.
Well, I think we're going to get a lot of scenes where it's Nathan Drake and he'll be looking at the puzzle and he'll be like, looking from element of the puzzle to element of the puzzle, and then he'll be like, aha! And then he'll rearrange some things and a door will open. I think that'll comprise,
well, the trailer has
like 99% of the movie. You know?
The trailer has a scene like that, but unfortunately that scene is him and Sully turning a key, and Sully fucks it up and almost gets shot with arrows.
That rules.
Because Sully's stupid and doesn't know which way clockwise is.
Okay, okay.
He's been using different clocks this whole time.
Here's a quick question. How many scenes, I know you've said like they're like sequences are going to be directly lifted from like the game, but how many sequences or like little moments are going to be not lifted? We're going to be paying homage to Indiana Jones.
Oh,
I think that Sully gets killed with a helicopter propeller.
Okay, good. And then to try and save him, Nathan Drake also gets got by the helicopter propeller. No, Sully. And then Chloe Fraser is like, oh my God, Nate!
And then the next scene, they're fine.
Yeah, or the rest of the movie is just the helicopter propellers spinning. And then, like, after 40 minutes, credits roll.
You reckon I'm going to get a big boulder, like, falling down? You reckon he's going to be like, oh, I need to get my hat?
Yeah, if we get, a reference, it'll be getting his hat. Not that any of them are wearing hats, but getting a hat. Or
shooting a guy that's got a sword with a gun.
He grabs death-defying moment to get his hat. He grabs, he's like, I got my hat. Then like Sally's like, but you don't wear hats. He's like, what? And then throws
it. It'll be a homage to the famous chimney scene. You don't even have a hat.
What?
Yeah. I think there might be a reference to the he's got the eye in the bag of sand. I think they could do something like that. But I think that these references will be like but we're not taking them too seriously kind of thing. Like, so for example, the guy does a bunch of cool knife tricks. Yep. Nathan Drake's like, goes to shoot him, gun jams, and the guy throws a knife into his leg or whatever. Or like, oh, he's got the bag of sand and the idol, and he takes it off and he puts the sand down, and Sully's like, wait, that was the wrong amount of sand.
And then a knife shoots out and stabs him in the leg.
Ah. Wait, that's the wrong amount of sand is going to be the line everybody's quoting from this movie. Yeah, but I think...
I like our version of Uncharted where it's just Tom Holland constantly doing stuff wrong and getting wounded.
Yeah, he's going to have bloody upper thighs for most of the movie.
Like, look, it's just the exact fucking same stabbed wound. By a knife.
What are the odds of this arrow going into the same knife wound from prior?
Why are they adding to my knee? Were people smaller back in the day? Why is this happening? Yeah, that's going to be most of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. All these traps are very like thigh based.
Yeah, yeah. They're aiming for Tom Holland's thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one character in this who has not been cast or is not in the movie.
Sam?
Well, yes, but also Nathan Drake's wife. What's her name? Elena Fisher is not in this movie. So presumably maybe at the end he'll meet a lady and she'll be like, hey,
or, my name's Elena.
They just won't do that yet.
Well, here's how I reckon it'll end, right?
They'll save it for the sequel that isn't happening.
Exactly. Well, in the first game, Nathan Drake is looking for Drake, what's his name? The explorer something Drake, who he's like, I'm related to. He's looking for his treasure and proof or whatever that he had treasure. And he has a necklace that he's like, oh, my dad gave this to me before he died or something. That's like the key. So maybe at the end of the movie, maybe he won't find his brother, but he'll find like the necklace and he'll be like, wow, I got to go do Uncharted 1. And in that one, they'll have Elena Fisher. Yeah.
Quick question.
Okay. Let's go.
Is Sam older or younger than Nathan?
Older.
Much older?
Probably like maybe like 4 years, 5 years, something like that maybe.
Not like 10?
Not really, unfortunately.
Because
you think maybe Sully is Sam?
No. I think that I know who they would have cast if it was older and they would have kept it a secret.
Andrew Garfield?
No, Nathan Fillion.
Oh yeah, I could see them doing that. Yeah, they could still.
They might.
Do that. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, he's his older brother by how much? Like 10
years.
30 years. Two maybe. he's lived a haggard life.
Yeah, he's
he's lived a fucked up life where his friends suck shit and he kept agreeing to do shitty, terrible projects with his dog shit friend.
Yeah.
What age is Nathan Drake meant to be in this? And what age does Tom Holland look like this? Because like, I can't really necessarily see... When I look at Tom Holland, I don't think of, like, an adult man. I think of a late teen man.
I just Googled how old is Nathan Drake, and Google was like, he's 7 years old.
Well, then I don't necessarily know if he could play a 7-year-old.
So he's 31 in the first Uncharted.
Okay. And this is
Tom Holland is 25.
And this is meant to be a prequel to the first Uncharted.
Yeah. So I guess.
How old is Sully?
Sully is. Good question.
How old is Victor Sullivan? Not Victory Sullivan.
Is he 7 years old as well?
56.
And how old's Mark Wahlberg?
Sully stated at the end of Uncharted 3 that he was 40 years old when he met Nate 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, Mark Wahlberg's 50. Yeah. I guess what makes this film...
Just not to listen to me.
No, you said he was 40 when he first met Nathan Drake, but in the present, he's 50. And then Mark Wahlberg is also 50, making him too old for the role.
That's the weirdest way to phrase that, but yeah, okay.
I'm confused, but all right.
Because can Marky Mark pass for a 40-year-old?
Yes.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. He's kept himself looking. I mean, he's Hollywood fit, so you know.
Yeah.
And he's got a kind of young face.
Tom Holland pass as a...
What, like 27-year-old. I don't know how old Nathan Drake's meant to be in the first.
2 years older than he currently
is. In the prequel Uncharted, yeah.
That's the magic of acting, baby. Can someone who's 25, about to turn 26, play someone that is in fact 27?
I don't know if he can. He's got too much of a youthful face.
Yeah, yeah. I guess.
What if he hangs dong? Would that make him seem older?
That would be
his balls
out. That would be awesome.
I feel like I don't understand what this has to do with you aging several years.
No, what if he's got like real hairy balls?
Could you please put away your balls?
Opening shot.
No, but they're really hairy.
Opening shot.
Like way too hairy for a 25-year-old.
Excuse me, Mr. Tom Holland. Look, here's a razor. You should use it.
Tom Holland's Nathan Drake steps out of the shower, but he's wearing, and he puts on the towel, but he puts on the towel like around his titties, right?
Yeah.
And then as he steps up to the mirror, and he's like, damn, I'm 31 years old today or whatever, the camera pans down to a pair of clearly stunt balls, which are dangling out. to indicate that he is 31 years old.
Yeah, okay, well, all right. If it make you feel uncomfortable, six, let's say you're the test audience and like, I wish I didn't see Tom Holland's incredibly hairy balls on screen.
Yeah.
What if there's just a scene, it opens with him like getting out of bed, having a shower, and it's just like a normal shower scene where you don't see anything below like the belly button, basically. And then he goes to sit down and have his breakfast, and then he's like, he's wearing like little shorts and like a t-shirt or whatever, and he sits down, and then he goes, oh, I accidentally sat on my saggy old man balls.
My
balls hang real low because of how old I am.
I've got a balls of a man appropriate to my age, i.e. 31 or so.
Perfect. Yeah. That's cinema, baby.
That would sell it for me.
Does
that would
Nathan sell it. Drake often, he's depicted as someone with like stubble.
Hairy balls.
Yeah.
And like hairy balls, but like hairy face as well to match those balls.
Well, yeah, he's like a kind of, he's meant to be like a rugged, masculine, kind of like a rough and tumble sort of.
Tom Holland look like with a beard?
Well, Google it, because he has a beard in, I think it's Devil All the Time.
I found it with a thin pencil mustache, is that what you mean?
Hey, that's good. No, there's...
Oh, yeah. You can. Well, I think what makes both these castings very strange is that clearly these castings were not because they thought this person would be perfect for the role. Mark Wahlberg is only Sully Sullivan because he was gonna be Nathan Drake, and they were like, well, everybody expected him to be in the movie, I guess. So let's just make him Sully Sullivan. And Tom Holland is probably only in the role because Tom Holland fever is happening to Hollywood right now. So
Sony owns Tom Holland basically at this point.
So they could just put him in there.
If you don't agree to be in Uncharted, we're going to find a new Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, we need this tax break. If you don't go in here and act your little heart out, or don't, we don't care, but you got to be there.
Yeah, you can even say in later interviews that it was a mistake.
We don't care. We genuinely don't care, but you have to do it. Yeah, so, I don't know. Like a lot of this episode is us harping on about just the poor casting choice. And because usually, like, I don't know, it's that weird thing where often it's like, oh, you know, they tend to get it right most of the time. But sometimes when it's like that's glaringly obvious, like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of that, is it Valerian and the ship that launched 1,000 spaceships or whatever? The Fifth Element kind of. Where they put like Dane DeHaan as the lead, and you're like, well, that was a step and a half.
Nah, he was him and Clara Devlin.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's going to be all right, man.
Look, what's her name from Suicide Squad?
Enchantress
from Suicide Squad. So, no, it's because that makes sense, that casting, because they're like, finally, we'll bring the powerhouse that was the Enchantress in Suicide Squad and Green Goblin in Amazing Spider-Man 2, and we'll make
love
them
the
leads
Green
of this movie.
Green Goblin's a classic.
He's a Goblin.
Yeah. A Goblin, Peter.
Also, he was Mr. Maybe just Dane DeHaan is not a great like casting choice for certain things.
He's good in Chronicle.
Is he?
Well, I didn't like Chronicle. Chronicle sucks.
yeah, but...
Let me read you Tom Holland talking about. Read you Tom Holland talking about the mistake he made, because I wanted to find the exact quote because I've been talking about it like Tom Holland's like, I fucked up that movie
I cooked it so much.
Close to that, he says, I think there are elements of my performance in Uncharted where I kind of fell under that spell of being, I want to look good now. I want this to be my cool moment. I had to play this very tough, very stoic guy, basically be Mark Wahlberg. My character is supposed to be a fucking action hero in this moment. Look, I haven't seen it, so I don't know if it succeeded, but it was an important lesson learned because at times it was less about land a mark and go through this scene and more about land a mark, stand like this and see my bulging biceps. So yeah, is he saying that he just spent most of the movie being like, damn, I'm a hunk? Is that what this was?
Yeah.
Nah, maybe that rolls. Maybe if the movie, if there's shots of like Tom Holland where he's meant to be like Sully Sullivan's like, have you solved it? And Tom Holland's just kissing his biceps or whatever. Huh? Sorry? I didn't hear you. I'm too muscular. Maybe that'll be good.
Yeah. It's also funny because like, I can't imagine that being the case at all.
No, not even close. I mean, maybe that was a thing. They were like, hey, talk about how hot you're going to be in this movie because nobody's going to see it for any other fucking reason.
The Uncharted Reddit is very upset that the movie's non-canon, but then also came around to the fact that at least because it's not canon, they can't wreck the Uncharted games. Like if the movie was canon, that their games, that their precious little fucking video games would be wrecked by this
movie.
They
could never play Uncharted again because they would be like, oh, but the canon. Tom Holland, he's Nathan Drake now. This game's
Nathan
bad.
Drake in real life because it's canon now.
Yeah. It's wrecked this game forever.
Wow.
Terrible. Look,
everything's canon.
Yeah, yep. Who is this appealing for? Because I read a very quick thing, which was like, oh.
Jackson.
Me. It's for me. I love Tom Holland and Marky Mark.
This movie is appeal for the uninitiated of people who haven't played The Uncharted. Don't worry. We've got you covered. Sweet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, because it doesn't feel like, if you're a fan of Uncharted, like one look at this as a quick, you're like, oh, no, thank you, right? Like, I'm putting words into your mouth, but it feels like...
Jackson is a huge fan.
As a big, giant fan of Uncharted, looking at this, you're like, wow, that just doesn't look kind of good in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. And if I don't know Uncharted, do I care enough about Tom Holland to be like, oh, he's doing an adventure?
No. Yeah. I reckon they're playing on the fact that, like, hey, everyone remembers Brendan Fraser's The Mummy. Maybe this will be just as fun.
Maybe people will think this is Brendan Fraser's The Mummy.
Yeah. I'm happy to confirm.
Was charming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really have any nostalgia for The Mummy.
That's fine.
I think it's fine. That's National treasure, though.
Woo! Yeah, why didn't they get like Nick Cage as Sully? Real crazy it up.
Nick Cage would have made a great Sully Sullivan.
He would have been great Sully.
Nathan Drake.
Like, why even do this? Like, why not even be like, fucking, let's just make it a
we gotta find the treasure!
If they wanted to make an adventure film, just make an adventure film. Like, do they really need to just slam Uncharted's name on this? Is that
a big box? But yeah, I mean, as a premium member of Uncharted fandom, this is not for me. I'm not excited for this movie. I don't care about any video game I like. If they made a movie out of it, I would be like, why? Don't do that. Let me play the video game. That's stupid. But also, I think. It must be, the only thing that this movie has going for it that I can imagine is that it's like you like Tom Holland because you like him in Spider-Man. Like, because there is a Tom Holland fandom. Like, aside from his roles, people fucking are pissing their damn pants over Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He's the Elvis of today.
So, hello, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hunkabooney.
I just can't imagine him as an action star. Like, again.
No, but maybe that
excuse
doesn't.
Excuse me. Please don't.
I'm so sorry.
Gee
Mr. Holland.
Whiz, don't.
I understand.
Excuse me. Don't.
You've got giant hairy balls.
Please don't.
Yes, Mr. Sir.
My blue suede shoes.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I can't.
I've never done this.
He's cast as Moon Knight now too.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's a good casting. But yeah, I gotta say, it doesn't matter that he's not going to be an action hero in it because people who aren't thinking about it as much as us will be like, hell yeah, Tom Holland.
I
maybe he'll do a flip.
I can't just marry this to.
to like, yeah, those sort of action heroes, those action sort of like those film stars of like, you know, the bygone era of like sort of 80s and 90s, you know what I mean? Where like we kind of just you know, shoehorn this kind of shit into like, you know, movie going eyes. And I just can't imagine any, think of like any action film from that era and just kind of put like Tom Holland or Spider-Man in the main.
Tom Holland
like,
as
imagine,
the
imagine yes, cliffhanger. Sly Stallone's cliffhanger, but with Tom Holland.
I wouldn't believe it would be cliffhanger. It would just be Tom corpse at the bottom of a cliff. What if we... what if we...
Even Predator.
Like, just advertised it like how they used to advertise big blockbusters. So what if it said, this summer in Australia, it's winter everywhere else, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will believe Tom Holland fell out of a plane.
This summer, Tom Holland will find the treasure. That's good.
This summer, Mark Wahlberg will have a mustache.
I'm getting excited for it. I'll tell you what. It's become appealing. Yeah,
also, movies released this time of the year just have to do the bare minimum and they'll make money. So,
do you think this will make money?
Nah.
I don't know. So
by that metric, you think it's not going to even do the bare minimum?
Yeah, correct. Correct, yes.
Yeah, it looks safe.
And then, okay, so give it a month. They'll blame that the pandemic hasn't ended as much as they thought it was going to.
That's a good thing. How do you think? What's Sony going to be? What's their PR statement when this crashes and burns?
I think
people are too busy seeing Spider-Man an eighth time.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, people got confused. They wanted to watch our Tom Holland movie, but they accidentally watched the other Tom Holland movie, Spider-Man.
Which is also us because we're Sony released both. Because that's also funny. Because if they use the pandemic as an excuse, it's like, but your previous movie that came out like 6 weeks ago. Made nearly $2 billion. It's the third highest grossing movie in America ever.
Yeah.
And it came out in a pandemic.
Yeah. The movie going audience, they're worried, you see. Yeah.
I think Sony, I like your Al Pacino representing.
They're worried. You don't know. They're worried. They look at this. Someone in the movie, they cough, everyone's scared. Yeah. So they go
scared
home.
Of the pandemic.
So we're gonna release it as a VOD. What do we think?
I think they're gonna blame, they're gonna be like the Uncharted series is bad. Maybe if the video games, they're gonna be like, actually at Sony, we never even really liked Uncharted games. Yeah. They're kind of boring.
Maybe it's a Naughty Dog's fault. It's them. A bad dog.
They got too woke with The Last of Us Part 2.
Sony coming out and being like, they're like, so Sony, why do you think that Uncharted underperformed? I don't know. I feel like Naughty Dog's just getting, it's like, it's getting real woke. The woke agenda for Uncharted 2, wrecked our movie.
The PC police have wrecked our movie.
It was SJWs who hate Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
But what?
Yeah, the SJWs, they cancelled our movie. Yeah. People didn't see it because the movie was cancelled by the SJWs.
I don't know if you heard, but the movie was so cancelled. I don't even know why they did it. We were fine. Yeah. Sir, no one has cancelled this movie.
We got woke and went broke.
Mr. Sony, nobody saw the film to even cancel it. So.
I'm
pretty sure I read them like a Buzz article or whatever. No.
They were roasting our ass on Twitter, so I don't know. Yeah.
There was a big hashtags, cancel Uncharted. There was one Twitter account that tweeted, that was you. Sony, Sony Pictures said,
the official Sony Pictures
cancel Uncharted.
Yeah,
people saying.
So to give everyone a bit of an indication of how well Uncharted will have to do, so $120 million budget.
Yeah.
In 2022, so these are just movies that came out in 2022, so this list doesn't have Spider-Man on it.
Mm.
So the highest grossing film, and obviously, well, not obviously, but if people are unaware, vaguely, for a movie to make back its money, or at least to break even, it needs to usually earn double its budget. Mm. So, because there's marketing and shit. Anyway, so that's $240 million US. The highest grossing film of 2022 so far is Scream 5, which came out the first week of January.
Mm-hmm.
It has made, worldwide, $120 million.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't really like Uncharted's chances.
Yeah, people are talking about Scream as well, so that's that's because no one's going to be talking about Uncharted.
I reckon they might. Be like, have you seen how bad it is?
We keep forgetting to do it, and we have a podcast about upcoming movies, and one of our hosts got caught sucking off the game once.
Yeah.
You guess who?
Guess which one of us?
Yeah.
Answers may surprise you. I don't see this movie doing well. I don't see Sony going. Like, I don't even know if they even might even release a pro. I think they might even just ignore it. They might just say nothing, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think so. I think it'll just fall under the radar.
They just be like, can it be like? Maybe they're just like, oh, we're pushing to like, I don't know, Paramount Plus or something. They can have it.
I don't think it'll be in cinemas very long, and then I think it'll go to Paramount Plus. But
that's a different company.
Well, they'll sell it to Paramount.
It has an agreement with Netflix to screen on Netflix from 2022 to 2026.
Okay. Do they know when it... how quickly after it's been the debut in cinema do you reckon it'll be on Netflix? I reckon if they were like, you know what? The pandemic, we're still a bit worried about it. Yeah, the movie-going cinema audience they're scared. So we're just going to not release it in cinemas and just go straight to Netflix.
We're
bird boxing it or whatever.
Yeah. We would love to release it in the cinemas, but we're doing the responsible thing. Yeah. It's going straight to Netflix. Shall we do some... Yeah.
It comes out the same day as Dog, which is the buddy comedy movie starring Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Ledge, which is a movie that I know nothing about, but it's called The Ledge.
Mm-hmm.
The King's Man, which has been out in Australia for ages.
Yeah.
Is apparently also coming out that day.
What a film.
And another movie called Sneakerella.
Okay. Is that Cinderella but about shoes?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. Sorry. I am taking all of that back. Everything except for Dog and Uncharted are all streaming stuff. So,
okay,
will Dog beat Uncharted?
I want to see Dog more than Uncharted, and I know nothing about Dog.
Yeah, it's got a good name, Dog.
Dog is about Channing Tatum's comeback from war, and he has to take his captain or whatever the military guy thing is.
Yeah.
He's going to take his dog to the funeral, maybe?
Okay.
That sounds great.
But the dog's a sack of shit.
Yeah.
Unruly dog we all hate. All right. That's good.
And the previous week, the movies that come out are Blacklight, which is a Liam Neeson movie, and Death on the Nile. I think Uncharted will come out on top in the box office there, but
there's a lot of garbage coming out this year.
Yeah. I reckon Death on the Nile might beat it.
No, I think it's already underperforming.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah, because I said, so Death of the Nile comes out the day after this podcast, because Uncharted's only a week and a bit away.
All right.
Will we see it? I'll forget it's on.
Yeah, me too. So we'll buy tickets and go to something else. We'll see Dog.
Yeah. Okay, let's go swing for the fences, predictions that, like, you know, it's just kind of like, my swing for the fence, it'll be good.
Whoa.
It'll be a good film.
I mean, anything's possible. My swing for the fence is that we're going to get, this film is going to get a sequel, then we're going to get another sequel, and then we're going to get two straight-to-DVD releases where they change the actors.
They don't do DVD releases.
They're gonna for this. They're gonna for this.
They're gonna bring it back.
They're bringing it back for Uncharted 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Does streaming count or no?
Well, probably it'll go to streaming, but also secretly they'll release DVDs too.
My swing for the fence is that I'll see it.
Yeah. I think if they do end up making a sequel, which I don't think they will, they might just kind of like Suicide Squad it and just like recast and just kind
would
of
be so funny.
No, they'll I mean, that would be funny, but I think what's more likely is they'll throw every single character from the video games that isn't in this movie in the next movie and cast huge people in all of it. Like, we'll just agree with fan casting.
If it does well enough that it gets a sequel, which it probably won't. It will not at all. So do you reckon they'll just be like, nah, Tom Holland, keep doing it?
Yeah,
unless
absolutely.
They do a time jump and replace him with, like, Nathan Fillion and then do an Uncharted 3 but real again.
Yeah, they could do that. They could be like, we're going and fuck that off. That didn't happen. We're getting a new Sully.
We're doing another.
Could do a suicide. I see what you mean, but they could do a suicide
remember,
squad in that. They're
cinema
like,
is dead. So anything is possible at this point.
Well, that's you fight. I'm with one.
No, we're in a post-Jackass Forever world. Cinema can truly be beautiful once more. Okay. At time of recording, I've seen it twice, and chances are I'll still be watching it when Uncharted is coming
Look,
out.
Look, I have yet to see it. I'm very disappointed in myself. I need to go out and watch it. Maybe Hey, how about this? So when does Uncharted come out again? What date in Australia?
The 18th of February.
Okay, so the 18th of February. Boys, if you're all free, why don't we go to the cinema? We go, excuse me, cinema person. We would like 3 tickets to the brand new Jackass movie that came out. Thank you very much.
Sorry, February 17 in Australia. We are blessed and we get it a day early.
Oh, I reckon that's a great idea. We go there, we get in our Uncharted t-shirts or whatever. We play through the game, first of all, like just like get a refresher. And then we go and we watch Jackass Forever. I think that's a great idea.
I think
there's a scene in Jackass Forever that features the flattest penis I have ever seen.
Well, I'm excited.
Whoa, that's cool. Like a tapeworm. Right.
Literally. How's like it so literally flat? Is like or a is pancake.
That, or is that the surprise?
No, that's a surprise. Ooh. How does it get so flat?
How does it get so flat?
Wow.
What? Look,
how does it get so flat?
Color me intrigued.
How does Chris Pontius's penis get so flat?
Yeah. Look, JD, first you had my attention, now you have my intrigue. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys. And one day we'll talk about a movie we're excited to see again. One day. One day soon.
It's got to happen. Eventually.
Soon, right? Right?
We should have done a Jackass.
I don't know why we did it. I don't know. We're stupid.
We're
taking a break.
Look. Let's just lock it in now that sometime in the future we'll do a based reaction to Jackass Forever.
Yeah,
a really late one.
Yeah.
And we're going to take, and look, listeners, you may find this offensive, but we're going to be bringing Jackass Forever to the fucking nerds of the world, because then we're going to try and bring a second wave of Jackass fever.
Yeah.
That's
oh
our
my
job
God.
Here. A baseless speculation. So that's something for you to look forward to.
Teens need to be doing terrible things to their bodies again. Okay. Yeah.
Let's explode some nuts. And on that note, we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.